Hello, everyone. This is WMFO in Medford, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Sweet Treats, and we are here and ready for the first show of the semester. I'm your host, Fluffy Trumpet, a.k.a. Marco. In the studio, I have two friends, Gabe and Reed, here, who are going to be coming along for the studio to, you know, chime in, tell us their opinions, and listen to the good music of tonight. So tonight is a special night, as it's the first show of the semester, and I've prepared a playlist that is music I've been listening to over the summer. So we're gonna have a lot of music from new albums, old albums, just music I've discovered and that I hope I'm going to introduce to you. Up first, this is a song that needs no introduction because it's been playing all over the, you know, the internet, social media, and it's been played so many times in my household that I've annoyed my family every time that I play it. So without further ado, here's the first song of this school year. Okay, so that was the first song of the night, If you don't know, that was Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. That's a song I've been practicing all summer long on the drums, because that's something I picked up doing. And it's been really fun to learn the drums and to learn this song. And it really shows how much of a genius Phineas and Billy are. Do you guys have anything you'd like to say about that song?
I think it's a great song, very catchy. Yeah, I love it.
Gabe?
Flow.
Yeah, I would say it does have a lot of flow. There's actually, I watched a TikTok about the just sort of the background of it, and there's like a lot of math involved that he did, so that was cool. So up next we have Noah Kahan. Do you guys know how to say his name?
Nope.
No? Okay. I'm going to say Noah Kahan. This is a song I recently heard that I started playing all summer. It's called Maine. We can hear you sniffling on the air here. And it's very good, and it brings you back to sort of like Maine summer, Nantucket summer, as Reed would know. And it's just very, it's a very cool song, so enjoy it. It's very summery.
Your change, was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? 'Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just the lack of an open mouth, 'cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. Mm-hmm. I wanna go. My dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go. Once you've had your change of heart, 'cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, And can you even hear him from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, 'cause this town's just an ocean now.
And another great song. That one's very, I don't know, camp, like literally, like, you know, mountainous. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that one. Next up, we have a song by the amazing The Carters. That's Beyonce and Jay-Z. This is a song my brother introduced me to. Actually, what's funny is all three of us have twins. So I want to ask a question to you guys. Is there any music that your twins have put you on that you've very much liked or listened to that you want to share?
Yeah, my sister is a big Childish Gambino fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I knew him already, but she definitely knows his like discography a lot more. So she has put me onto a lot of his stuff that I didn't know before.
Any one favorite?
It's called like Telegraph Ave. You know that one?
No, is that from which album is that off of?
I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's like the one with like the pink.
It's on the Because of the Internet.
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what about you? Are you?
Not really, honestly. I mean, I will say though, we both seem to like Frank Ocean.
Yes.
I can agree with that one.
Very big fans, all three of us too.
So yeah, no, that's about it.
All right, well, you heard it from us twins here. Shout out to all the twins out there. So this is a song my twin put me on. It's called Summer by The Carters.
Right now inside the place, if you go to one Jay-Z and B, slowing down that dance, do a different type of speed.
On the floor, we hug, made love on the seats. We tried to hide in the hills. We watched the sky turn peach. Summer's light, light. Summer's night is like Christ's masterpiece. She tastes like Corona Light, sweet. Even the lime got a squeeze. She gave me a little swig to chase behind my weed. If I could stay in her hair forever, that'd be fine by me. I don't have no concept of time, even with a rose gold concept on me. I remember summer nights in the projects, bullet rounds interrupting my cheek. When the worst thing that could happen, zipped up his jacket and ran back down the street. In Bel Air, only the nights get cold. I wrapped a yellow jacket around me. It's not lost on me. Music has my kids sound asleep.
Ooh, let's make love in the summertime, yeah. On the sand.
something real.
So real.
This is real. So real.
Changing our people, changing our love never change. Love is universality. Love is going to express itself as a form of forgiveness and compassion, you know, for each other. You know.
What a amazing ending there at the end there. So up next we have an Oasis song. Do you guys know about Oasis and what happened? Are you guys Oasis fans?
Are they doing a tour?
Yeah.
Like a reunion
tour.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know much about Oasis, but something I love is getting free information about diabetes. Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. Thank you.
And that was a PSA from all of us here in the 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will memorize that. But yeah, thank you for sharing about diabetes. Diabetes is very important. Make sure that you eat a balanced, healthy diet. Fruits, vegetables, carbohydrates, meats, and I'm missing one. Yeah, those are the five food groups that you should all eat. So yeah.
Do your research, kids.
Yeah, do your research. So I'm going to play this Oasis song. And just by the way, the last day of summer is on Sunday. I hope that That's doesn't really make sad. Everyone sad, but it makes me sad. I love summer.
I'm crying.
Yeah, we're all crying here. So yeah, I hope this song will cheer everyone up. Oasis, whatever.
And I'll sing the blues and fly.
And that is Whatever by Oasis. Up next, I'm sure this is a song you guys have heard, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard. Have you guys heard of the song Juna by Claro?
I don't think so.
Never heard of it.
Maybe when you play it.
Okay, so without further ado, here's Juna by, I butchered that. Here's Juna by Claro. What a great song. Something I love about music is like just the horns and things like that. And do you guys think you're able to hear when music is recorded in a studio versus when it's not, like when it's like real instruments? What do you guys think?
No idea.
Yeah, right? I think it's harder to tell nowadays, but you can still tell, especially sometimes when it comes through. They have things like drum machines, which make it the drums harder, but anyways, up next we have a new Drake song that I recently figured out. Do you guys like Drake?
Love Drake.
Yeah.
Do you guys like house music?
Oh, I already know what song this is.
Do you like house music?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a Drake song that combines both of them. It's made by with Black Coffee, who is one of the, like, I would say pioneers of house music.
Love Black Coffee.
One of just like
great artists.
Yes. One of the like old heads of house music, if I should say.
Really knows how to turn people up.
Yeah, really. You see a lot of Boiler Room videos on TikTok. So this is one of those songs. It's really good. And there's also Georgia Smith in it who carries through with the vocals. So enjoy this one. It's really good. What?
so we could get together. You need me to get that shit together so we could get together.
Let that one fade out in the back. Now we have an artist who I'm sure you guys have heard of because she has been everywhere all summer, and I guarantee that before this summer she was never typed into the system. But have you guys, oh, by the way, that was Get It Together. I forgot to say it. But by the way, do you guys know who Chapel Roan is?
Yes.
No clue.
Really? Are you serious, Gabe?
I'm open to new experiences.
Oh, wow. He doesn't know who Chapel Roan is. Do you know?
Yeah, I've heard the name of
him. Wait, do you have a twin sister or a brother?
Twin sister.
Okay. And you don't know who Chapel Roan is?
Nope.
I'm shocked. I think it is because she's all over. Anyways, this is a song by her. It's called Red Wine Supernova. It's probably one of my favorites of her. So enjoy it. It's very upbeat, so get ready for that.
She was a playboy, Bridget Bardot. She showed me things I didn't know. She did it right there, out on the deck. Put her canine teeth in the side of my neck. Face down, burnt out.
Great song. So I really like her ad-libs in that song. Do you guys have any artists whose ad-libs you really like?
I feel like the Migos.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Known for that.
Yeah.
Some of the pioneers.
Gabe?
Yeah, I'd have to agree, you know.
The Migos, yeah. What's your favorite ad-lib?
I don't know.
Why don't you say it?
I can't think of one.
I think Takeoff is really good ad-libs.
Yeah, for sure. RIP. He's the one who died, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Up next, we have a David Bowie song. Do you guys like David Bowie?
Taking this back.
Yes. We are all over the map throughout the years, throughout the genres.
Really putting us on with this one.
Oh, yeah. This one is Heroes by David Bowie. So
I was saying that sarcastically.
Oh, but I'm going to roll with that and play this amazing song, Heroes. All right. What a great song, Heroes by David Bowie. Up next is a Hans Zimmer song, which might shock you. Are you guys shocked?
Is it like
Hans Zimmer?
You're really, really, really taking us back with this one.
No, actually, Hans Zimmer is not.
Is it like a movie sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
from a movie?
Yeah, but it has singing. And it actually was on TikTok, so I'm really not original.
What movies is it from?
It's from Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince. Huh. Have you guys read the book?
No.
Ah, The Little Prince.
Yeah, very famous. I'm sure all the listeners out there, if you've read that book, you know, let us know if it's a good book or not. So yeah, this one's called Turnaround Reprise. It was on TikTok.
Can we hear a Marco rendition before it goes on?
Let's see.
No, I think it's okay.
I'm actually forgetting how it goes.
I want to hear it. I think the viewers want to hear it too.
Listeners.
No one wants to remember.
It's there's a lot of like doo 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 doo. It's like very pretty. So here it is. Turnaround Reprise, Hans Zimmer. Okay, great song. Hans Zimmer, he produced that, I think. He did the backtrack. Actually, fun fact, the woman who does the vocals on that song sang that French song in the Ratatouille movie, which is cool. So, with that in mind, this is another song that I'm going to play that features another artist. This one is called The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney. I found out about this song in June, and it's really good. Do you guys have anything to add?
The girl is mine. I hardly know her. Ah,
he's so funny. Guys, that's so funny. Almost as funny as the talk to a podcast. But anyways, enjoy this song. And yeah, hopefully makes you think about a loved one, someone you hold dearly, because it's a very cute song. So here it is.
I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Because the doggone girl is mine. She's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time. Because she's mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time. Because the doggone girl is mine. She'll tell you I'm the one for her. Cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time. Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
I'm not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
No, the girl is mine.
No, mine.
Girl, mine.
She's mine.
That's The Girl Is Mine, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Now we have the song Reed recommended that his twin put him onto. This one's the Telegraph Avenue by Childish Gambino.
Power 106.
LA, it's your girl, Yessi Ortiz. Got some brand new music. I need you to turn it up and let me know what you think. It's Lloyd called Oakland on Power 106.
I was making Japanese and she's watching DVDs in Oakland, in Oakland. Now I'm driving up the 5 and she waits till I arrive
in Oakland, in Oakland.
Everything that I wanted, only gotta drive for the moment. If you tell me turn around in the morning, for the moment. But you know me, you know how I get when I'm lonely. And I think about you in the moment. But everything you do is so Oakland, so Oakland. Foot on the gas.
scared to call and you might get me to stay. No,
I don't really mind the drive, but I think I'd probably die.
In Oakland, in Oakland.
With my hands on blue and thin, so I guess it all depends.
On Oakland, on Oakland.
And I'm nervous, truth be told, I never saw me growing old.
In Oakland, in Oakland.
And if I'm married tonight, it will probably start a ride.
Everything that I need, God, I got you in your feelings. Everything you won't say, you tweet it. And a nigga don't like that shit at all. So treat it. Can we just roll with the feeling? Can we just roll for a minute? Wait a minute. Foot on the gas. I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go. But I'm really not ready, girl, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to fall. And I know you choose to stay now.
The girlfriend saying, here we go again. Rich kid, but he act like a gentleman. Last one didn't end like it should've been. Two dates and he still wanna get it in. And they saying it's because of the internet. Try once and it's on to the next shit. X or the old face on your exes, right? And we can do the same thing if you wanna have at it. When your thoughts can't breathe and you're thinking asthmatic. And you wanna be a mom and I wasn't mad at it. I was thinking about me, I'd be really bad at it. Cause I'm thinking about me. Weeks in Dubai, 4th of July, house in Kauai. Yeah, we can try. So let's try.
I took off my 9 to 5, but you still don't have the time to kiss me. Just hit me. And if I left you all alone, would you still pick up the phone? It's iffy. You miss me.
I got furniture to move and we'll both be 30 soon. In Oakland, in Oakland. The only one I know is you. So the fuck I'm supposed to do. In Oakland, in Oakland.
All right, that was 3 Telegraph Avenue. Gabe, why don't you tell us a little bit about the story of that one, since I don't know about it, and it's interesting.
I mean, so it's on this album because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the internet, it's about this character called The Boy. And, you know, basically, it deals with a lot of existential crisis in the wake of, you know, the internet, social media,
yeah,
all this good stuff. Yeah, and it was made in, or released, I think, in 2014, which is sort of around the rise.
Close.
2013.
Yeah.
Sort of around the major boom of the internet, you know?
Yeah. Wow. That's a cool.
When social media started taking off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's really cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool album. Pretty cool album.
3005 is on that. A lot of cool songs, right?
Yeah, a lot of good songs.
So this is going to be the last song of the night. The last song of the night is going to be Gravity by John Mayer, which is a very chill song to end it on. This is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So thank you so much for indulging me in the first show of the semester. I hope to have a lot of really good shows. I'm going to start doing better theming, better topics. And yeah, so stick around, stay excited, and stick around for amazing new music. But with that, enjoy Gravity by John Mayer.
Thank you. again against me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man, with all the love that his heart can stand, dream of ways to throw it off.